Paul Gullickson is the Executive Vice President for L&S Electric, and he joins us now. Give us a little overview of what you do here and at the other sites.
Well, at this site, well, at all of our sites, actually, what we mainly work on would be rotating electrical apparatus, so anything that rotates. We do a lot of work for the power plants, railroads, mining, foundries, automotive manufacturing, mainly electric motor repair, gearbox repair, that type of stuff, along with also some outside field service in the electrical and mechanical areas.
So if it's a large motor of high voltage, high current, you probably make it or fix it.
We definitely do fix it, yes. We don't manufacture too many large electric motors here. We do some light manufacturing with small motors or smaller motors, but mainly recondition, overhaul, and that type of thing, right?
When people think of an electric motor, they might think of what's driving their washing machine. This is nothing like that at all, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not. Although we do repair some smaller motors, some pumps. We do a lot of work for the agricultural people, farmers, silo unloader motors, grain elevators, that type of thing. But for the most part, our bread and butter comes from the electric motors that are much larger, ranging from 10 horsepower to 10,000 horsepower.
I've noticed some of the machines you have here in the shop, the commutators are bigger than I am.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they're big stuff, 25-ton cranes in our building to lift them. So that's, 50,000 pounds is a lot of motor.
And one of them behind us here is going to Hibbing, Minnesota to a mine, I see.
That's right. It's a 6,000 horsepower. We've been repairing those specifically for them for nearly 20 years.
So mining already a big part of what you do, and who knows, you might get another customer or two should we get some mining legislation.
We'd certainly like to. The mining industry and all the businesses that support mining, we would probably do a fair amount of work for all of them.
Would that be a especially good thing in light of what's happened in the paper industry lately?
Yeah, for sure. Our business in this area was built on the paper industry, and of course that slowly is going away. Unfortunately for us, it's impacted our business, so we've had to go elsewhere to look for additional business. Certainly mining has been an important piece of business that we've needed to continue growing our business and hiring more people.
And you've got plants in other places besides here at the Weston site?
Yes, we have another one here down by the Cedar Creek Mall. We also have one in Menominee, Michigan, Appleton, Wisconsin, Racine, Wisconsin, and Minneapolis.
So you got quite a few people working for you right now.
Yeah, 325 approximately.
So then you're kind of lucky. You might be able to grow that force a bit.
Well, we're hoping so. We're putting an addition on here. In the next probably 30 days, we'll break ground and hopefully hire another 20 people.